Uthemba mangubani?
Uthemba ani? Manje fane. I work for the East London Museum. Mm. Used to teach for 15 years. High school, biology, and English.
What?
So that's true.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, and I left the sector, the teaching fraternity about 7 years ago, and I joined the East London Museum as an education / outreach officer.
Mm.
My main focus there is tour guiding, but with a niche of teaching learners about the marine environment and marine and coastal environmental awareness.
Okay.
Because I find it's an area which has been deliberately or undeliberately excluded from previous Spanish communities. Because if you talk the sea to any ordinary black person, it's a place where you have a braai, you drink, and you go back home.
You wash your sins.
Yeah, you wash your sins, you cleanse yourself. You don't learn about the plants or the birds or the animals that are there. And with our country having been opened up to such, I felt for me as an ex-biology teacher, there was an area that I would focus on and do outreach to high schools in the East London and surrounding areas. So that's where my focus started on. I did a project called the Adopt a Beach Project, where I had 18 kids. I was still teaching in a private school then, and I took them through a process of learning about the ocean and the sea on very practical issues of identifying sand textures and animal prevalence and people usage of the sea and the value of the coast, which is one area I feel that is underutilized because we do not know what the value of our coast is on a monetary dimension. But anyway, coming to the scholarship, I spotted it in the Sunday Times mid-March, and I applied, and...
That's mid-March 2012?
2013.
13?
13.
Oh, okay.
And to my surprise, I got an email back from Sweden to say I was accepted.
Wow.
Which was a joy for me. And from then onwards, I started making preparation. You know, my passport had expired. I've got a new passport. South Africa.
The new one
with the, you know,
okay,
all the bells and whistles of, you know, of international standards and all that. And I am in the process of applying for a study permit, which I think, according to officials at SAMHSA, I will be... They are tying up their process.
Yes.
Sometime next week.
Yes, but the minister did say.
Yeah, to apply for a study permit to the Schengen state. I think it's a visa which is going to allow me to travel quite a number of countries.
Okay.
It's a comprehensive program, as I can gather. It's got about 7 modules, and it covers almost every nut and bolt of the maritime sector.
Okay. What study are you going to be, or what study level? Is it a master's level? Is it a doctorate level?
It's a master's program stretching over 14 months. As I am reading the program, it will allow us to also travel to other European countries.
Okay.
After every module, you will go to a country that specializes in that particular module. For instance, if you do port management, you'll be allowed to travel to Belgium, which would specialize in that particular module, Singapore, North Africa, South America, those countries.
Wow. Wow.
So I'm one of the privileged ones to be accepted for that particular program. And I'm chuffed about it.
Well, I'm excited for you, man. I really am. I mean, seriously.
Yeah,
I am excited for you. What are you doing now at the university?
I am not with the university. I mean, I'm based in East London.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, you still are with the program that you were doing?
No, I finished off my postgrad diploma in 2011.
Okay.
I graduated last year.
Postgrad diploma in what?
In maritime studies with NNMU.
Okay.
Cum laude. I must mention that.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, I am a person who likes to put in a lot of effort in what I'm doing. I would call myself focused, in the sense that when I indulge in something, I want to see the best fruition out of all of it. Yeah.
Now, what has happened to the program that you were running? Is it still going? Are there any people left doing it, or what happened?
Within the high school?
Yes.
Yes, what I've done as part of my outreach program was to establish a marine enviro club in high school, so that the shift is no longer on brown or terrestrial issues, but on blue marine issues, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay.
Meaning that if a club is opened up in a school, the main fundamental program will be maritime marine issues. So I will be teaching kids about the sea and the ocean. Main focus.
Now,
there's all other things related to that.
Okay. Now you're going to be spending months, 14 months to be exact, in Sweden, traveling the world, doing everything that you are required to do in terms of your study.
So,
what are your plans with this and beyond?
The university, the World Maritime University in Sweden, would ask you in what area of specialization would you be focusing on, and I have chosen the marine environment and ocean management focus area, because I feel strongly that we need to take care of our oceans in terms of management. I see a lot of gaps within our local municipalities in terms of ocean management and rolling out of some policies like the Integrated Coastal Zone Management Act, which has not been rolled out in some municipalities, including Buffalo City Metro, which I am a resident of. So I feel that when I come back, it will be high time that I exert my expertise in that particular area, which includes the marine environment.
So there's a Plowback intention here.
There's a Plowback intention here, and hopefully the Eastern Cape receiving me when I come back, so that I don't relocate and be part of the statistics of...
Well, there is no sea in Limpopo. You can get in Mpumalanga if you want to.
Well, the Western Cape is there. And KwaZulu-Natal is also there.
That much is true as well.
Yeah, but I don't want to be imbibed in that session. If I get a comfortable place of working in within the Eastern Cape, I will be gladly to take up that opportunity, because I'm an Eastern Cape boy through and through, and I feel that our expertise need to be plowed within our own province.
That's wonderful. A little bit about the person now. Are you married?
Can we reserve that for...
Okay. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I'm raising a son on my own. I'm staying in East London, in Amalinda. I'm not single. I'm separated.
Okay.
Yeah. And but that does not disturb me from following my passion. Yeah.
Well, sir, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And do you know if you're the only student from the Eastern Cape?
As I can gather from people from the Department of Transport, I'm the only person within the region who has actually grabbed the opportunity.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you very much. I truly appreciate it. I will let you know.